Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, here we go. Gamond, and how are you today? It's hump day, officially, I guess that you would call it. Some people, one of my Facebook friends posted this idea of, wonder where the word hump day came from. And so I thought, what is hump day? I think it comes from the expression, it's over the hump. The old idea that Wednesday, by the time you get through Wednesday, the traditional work week is halfway over and you're on a downhill slide. So, like Monday and Tuesday, you're going up the hill, and then Wednesday afternoon after work, you're kind of on that start slide downhill. What do you think? Am I way off? I think that's where hump day came from, but I don't know. So, how's everybody doing today? Having a great Wednesday, hump day, having some fun? I guess it really is all about fun, isn't it? Now, I've been talking about that. I'm talking about living your purpose and talking to dead people, talking to your spirit teachers. Well, mainly talking to your ancestors who've died, who want to speak to you and give you messages. You know, you ask for things, and that's your best source. Is it? Is that your best source of getting information? I think it's one of your best sources. I think if you look at it from that perspective of where everything comes from, it comes from the universe somewhere out there. So I'm going to take your calls. We'll see what some dead people have to say to you about what's going on in your lives. I have some articles. You know, I opened up the – well, let me get into the article that kind of got me onto this theme about manifesting or creating what you want in your life. And I put the three dots with. I used the word with. And I didn't fill it in. So let me fill in the blanks. And we'll talk a little bit, see what's going on. You always want to take your calls. It's really more exciting to me to take your calls and see what's going on with you. You know, I talk about dead people. I talk about talking to people in the non-physical world, the family members, the relatives, the, you know, whoever it might be, right? Spirit guides, famous people, I don't know who it's going to be. And I think in terms of, yeah, well, that's all good, but then people call in about all kinds of subjects. Like yesterday was relationship day. It's like, okay, what does spirit have to say about relationships? People ask me about, should I stay in this relationship? Now, being an empath or claircognizance, which is reading your energy and reading the energy of the person around you that you're interested in, you get a pretty good idea of what spirit has to say on that subject. So if you want to talk about relationships, that's cool. I love relationships, you know, but Let me get into the article from Pam Grout, which kind of inspired my whole thought pattern today and what I wanted to talk about, and we'll go from there, okay? And then you can call in, and we can talk to some of the non-physical friends that we have. Yeah, I have non-physical friends that talk to me. I thought about that. I know I'm wandering off here, and I'm kind of like my sinuses are bothering me today, so it's a little bit off, but that doesn't deter spirit because they blast right through it. You know, it's like, not feeling well, so okay, so what? We're going to blast right through you or whatever. We're actually going to send you energy that you feel better, get a more positive energy going on. Okay, so I'm wandering off again. So I'm starting to feel a little better. I need some sunshine. It's actually sunny out today here. We've had the gloomy mornings with clouds and overcast and the marine layer which rolls in. Okay, let me get to Pam's article and then we can talk about all this sort of thing and what I was trying to get to. If you know who Pam Grout is, she's written quite a bit. She was a travel writer that kind of drifted into more of a spiritual aspects of life. She's a big connoisseur, if that's a good word for it, of the principles of Course in Miracles, if you know what the Course in Miracles is. Okay, who else is into that? Marianne Williamson is really big into the Course in Miracles, too. She's written about that concept. She does lectures on that. So today's quotes. This is Pam's article, her blog for the day, and I just wanted to go through this because it's like where do we rely on to get what we want? Today's fortune. Anything you damn well please is possible. Like that, anything you damn well please is possible. That's kind of amazing. It's a statement in itself, isn't it? Do you believe in that? Do you accept that concept? Some people don't. Let's see. To miss the joy is to miss all. William James. That's a good quote. To miss the joy is to miss all. Are we living a life of joy, fun, play? Okay, let me get into the main part of the article. My daughter's friends used to play a game with fortune cookies. They'd break open their designated cookie, read their special message, and add the phrase "in bed" to the end of it. Now, I've played this game before. I had friends who played this game where we go out and get fortune cookies, and you know, we'd always add at the end "in bed," and everybody'd crack up and laugh. Ah. But let's go through the article, because for example, she says you'll inherit an unexpected sum of money in bed. Or this Friday you will have an exciting this Friday will be an exciting time for you in bed. Now, I don't know if anybody's ever played this game. It's kind of fun, but that's not the main point of the article. But let's get through this. You can imagine the giggles and the excited red faces that provokes in a gaggle of junior high school girls. Tosha Silver, author of Outrageous Openness, decided to replace "in bed" with a different phrase. Okay, when anyone complains to her, I'll never have enough money, or I just can't seem to find the right guy, she adds, without God. Now, let's add that together. Let's put that, string that together and see how this sounds to you. I'll never have enough money. That's the without. That's the with or without. Or I just can't seem to find the right guy, without God. The point is, without God, or what I call the field of an infinite potentiality, you might be right. Your complaints might have some validity. Now, instead of the word God here, I would use higher self. I use source. I could use the word God. I could use the word universe. Plug in the word that means a lot to you. I mean, you could say, I'll never have enough money without the universe, or without source, or without my higher self. Whatever it is, just plug that in there, and without, or with. But I like the word with. The point is, without God, however, once you offer up your fears, your demons, your challenges to a bigger thing, you don't stand a chance. They have no power. As some wise person once said, you can never solve your problem on the level that it was first created. That's an interesting statement, isn't it? Right? And since it's always me that advises the issues I think are haunting me, it is blatantly obvious that I don't have the tools to fix it. Ooh. But the bigger thing does always, 100% of the time. So whatever your limitation you feel that arguing for, just add the expression, I know I don't know how to find a job without God. Or, I can't seem to lose this 15 pounds without God. God, with the field of infinite potentiality, you can do anything you damn well please. So I would say to you, if anybody calls in and says, well, I can't find a boyfriend, and I would say to you, of course, without the universe, without spirit, without your higher self, and let's just frame the words higher self, because I have an article on higher self that will use the word higher self, without your higher self, and there's a good reason to use the expression higher self, and I'll get into that in a minute. I'm going to check back with you and see if there's anyone who wants to talk to me. So if anybody asked me, when will I ever get a job? I would say with your higher self. Yes, with your higher self. Instead of going to the negative, go with it. You will get a job with your higher self or through your higher self, but with. You'll never do it without it. If you rely on your ego, is basically what they're saying here. If you're relying on your ego, you will never get what you want. At some point, you have to rely on something greater than yourself, your higher power. God, the universe, your soul, your higher self, call it what you call it. But you won't get and won't manifest and won't live your purpose unless you connect with that part of you that's greater than the individual self, the human self. Does that make sense? Am I making any reasonable sense to anyone? I think I am. Even with my sinus condition, I think I'm making somewhat sense. That, and I get into this whole idea of how do you create what you want? How do you find your purpose? We have to tap into your higher self, don't you? So I have an article on 10 steps to connect with your higher self. And I thought that would be appropriate for our discussion today. Because, and I know this, that you need to do that. You need to connect with your higher self, your soul. And there's really good reasons, and the article gets into the really good reasons why that works. So we'll do that in a minute. But I will take a call, and let's see how far out into the cosmos we're going with calls today, because it's really interesting. I talk about manifesting what you want in your life, living your highest purpose, living a blissful existence, living according to your passionate self. And then I get a question that's completely out in left field. So let's see if we're on track today with calls and having some fun. It's all about having fun, isn't it? Shouldn't we be having fun? I kind of believe that. Yesterday's show was all about fun. And it really is about fun. If you're not, was it Jack Canfield once said, if I'm not having fun, I don't want to be doing it. Really, make everything play. Even washing dishes. I have fun washing dishes, yeah. Not so much with the dishwasher. The dishwasher is not as much fun as it doing it the other hand style. But, hello.
Hello, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm doing good.
You having fun? Are you having fun?
Not right now. I just left my cousin.
You got to start doing that.
I just left my cousin bedside, and she just died. Nobody told me when I first went in the room that she had just died, and so I went in there and started saying the Lord bless, and I hugged her and kissed her, and I was wondering, did she hear anything, or did anything go to God? Did anything surround that, what I did today?
What's her name?
Her name is Angelina Williams. She died maybe about 3 hours ago.
Wow. This is what I hear, and hopefully you'll, I don't know if you're going to accept this concept or not, but her essence or soul left the body before her physical body stopped. So her essence or soul was still in the room. Okay?
Okay.
At that time. So when you got there, the soul hadn't completely left and did a transition yet. So yes, your message is, yes, we're felt. I guess the word is felt more than heard. I guess that energy was felt. Your energy was felt. Your peace was felt. Okay, you blessed her, right?
Uh-huh. Yes, I did.
And she moved on. She's moving on. It's going to take time, a little bit of time. In the human scope of things, it's time. But yes, yeah, she heard you or felt you.
And
let's go from the next. And it takes a little bit of transition before they're fully aware of the transition into their spirit form, okay, completely. You know, it's letting go of some of the human stuff. She will communicate with you at some point. Don't expect it like tomorrow, but it's like there will be a communication. And I do hear now, I'm not trying to overpromise you anything here, and I don't want to, you know, make you feel like, oh, but I do feel blessings towards you, coming towards you from her. Okay?
Okay.
Not that you're the only one. I'm not saying that she's just going to single you out for blessings, but yes, there will be blessings towards you. And the blessings, now let's don't go into money or financial or anything like that. The blessings will be in more, because I really feel it more of a touching your heart, like a peacefulness coming over you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
That she will transmit to you the love that the divine or God has to give to you. So you're gonna get that. You're gonna get that peaceful, loving feeling. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask one question. When I was saying the prayers over her, did God hear me saying the prayers over her?
Well, the answer is yes. The answer is yes. The prayers, the energy of the prayer, let me put it this way. The energy of the prayer assists with the transition. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Okay.
She's in a good place. She's in a very good place.
Yeah, I know she is. She had both legs cut off and a Monday, and she died today. So nobody told me she was dead. So
she's entering into a very peaceful place. Okay.
Okay.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I have this funny story, and I had this like little funny thing I was thinking about today. Where I live, I have to do an elevator, you know, up and down. You know, we have three stories in a basement, a garage area, and I take the elevator up. I take my dog out and walk back and go to the elevator in the basement because that's where I dump the dog, whatever bag. So I get to the elevator door. And automatically when the door opens and you're at the basement, it says going up. And I thought to myself, wouldn't that be so strange? And an elevator you would never get into at the basement when the door opened and you heard this loud voice go, going down, and you've got to go, whoa. Okay, I know that was, I thought it was kind of funny concept, but, you know, like a bad movie, you know, going down if you're at the basement. Okay, so that was my little attempt at humor today. Hopefully you got the idea, the concept. It wasn't a really good joke, was it? But, yeah, going down, a big loud voice, going down. I think you'd step off the elevator, wouldn't you? You're just kind of like, okay, I'm going to take the next one going up. I'm not going down, not from the basement. Okay, so we'll stop playing there and have some fun. And I just like to have fun sometimes. Just kind of crazy thoughts come through every once in a while. And I thought, interesting. What a concept. Okay. Yeah, you can see I'm sometimes a little cosmic. Okay, so let me give you this article. And it's from Metaphysical Spiritual Database. It's 10 steps to contacting your higher self. I'll call it your soul, your higher self, whatever you want to call it. And I have to say that I agree with a lot of this, and I'll tell you what I don't agree with or I find is a little off. But for the essence of it, I agree with the thought patterns, because what we're talking about here is without God, or with doing things with, and I would say your higher self, your soul. Okay, so the higher self is part of you that connects you directly to the spiritual realms, to the divine, to whoever your spiritual teachers are, right? You agree with me so far. It is eternal, infinitely wise, and transcends our everyday consciousness. It is in touch with the divine because it is part of it. I agree with that. Attaining knowledge of the higher self and its depths of inner wisdom is the goal of the spiritual question in all guises. Okay, now, from my understanding and from not only from what I've read, but also what I've received from spirit, that when we come into a physical body, we don't bring all of us with us, all of us, our essence, our higher self, our soul, if you use that word. We only bring like 25%. Or 15%, depending on who you listen to, that the rest of us is in the non-physical world. And there's always that connection. And it being in the non-physical world, the rest of us, that part of us is tapped into all that there is. The divine, God, source, whatever, the universe. It's all the records and all the information that there ever was and ever will be is our higher self has that connection. So you could, if you go with that principle, that idea, wouldn't it be, what else do you want to tap into? What else would you ever want to do? But tap into that source of information, which is you, which is connected to you. You know, I think of in terms of the matrix, the giant matrix, and everything is connected together. All souls, all essence, they're all one aspect of part of source or God. That we are just aspects of that. Now, I've talked about this and I've written about this, that how we came about. we individualized. Okay, let me finish the rest of the article because I could wander off for hours on this subject. Each of us is connected with the divine. The higher self within us far transcends the understanding of our conscious minds. Isn't that a cool idea? This is the power that all the great geniuses and teachers of the world have accessed. It is also the place of magic and miracle in our lives. Here are the steps to connect to it. So if we're manifesting, we're really manifesting through our higher self. Our higher self is tapping into the universe and pulling everything together, you know, kind of like arranging everything to flow to us that we want. So it's important to be connected with. If we're disc to our soul, our higher self, we're not really creating what we really, really want. Well, we could go into this whole thing about the law of attraction. And if we're telling our soul, if we're sending to a vibration to our higher self of anything negative, that higher self is going to radiate that back to us. Not a good thing, is it? Yeah. Belief and expectation. Step one. Oh, let me check back with you guys. See if anybody wants to talk to me. Okay. Nobody wants to talk to me so far. You know, again, if you want to talk to anybody who is in the non-physical world, give me a call. We'll see what we can do. That was really lovely, that last lady who called. You know, that energy, kind of a pristine energy it felt like, which is nice. You know, sometimes energies are a little frazzled as they're going into the non-physical world. But it felt like in her energy field that there was a preparation for getting into the non-physical world, that transition from the human and getting completely connected to the soul, the higher self, was a pretty easy transition. That human aspect of yourselves, of leaving the physical body and reconnecting to the higher self, was pretty easy for her, or is pretty easy. It is being pretty easy. That rejoining with the greater part of herself is going fairly well. That's interesting, huh? Because some don't. Some fight it. My mother fought it. Because my mother's belief system was totally different than that. Her belief system and what she thought she believed was very much in contrary to this concept that the soul leaves the body, the higher self leaves the body and reconnects with the greater part of itself. She believed, and she was of this religion, that when you die, and God remembered you, and they would bring you back onto the earth. You'd be resurrected into a physical being. And there are millions of people who believe that, okay? And it's very confusing for them, because when they do their transition, like, wait a minute, you know, I'm not supposed to be here. Well, where am I? What am I doing? You know, it's like, what's going on here? You know, am I on the earth? I'm back. What have I done? What's going on? So it takes a while to reconnect, and it's usually a spirit teacher that comes along, your spirit masters that come along and help you to reconnect with your higher self. That human part of yourself, your higher self, reintegrates with the rest of you. Okay, am I making sense? I think so. It's just kind of like I'm hearing this as I'm talking, and Spirit's kind of giving me a little lesson as I'm giving you the lesson on how it works, because I haven't really talked about this much in the past. I know, and I've read, and Spirit has talked about this idea that only a part of you comes to the physical body. But that reintegration is a rather interesting concept, isn't it? That you reintegrate, and that you can either go rather smoothly, or you can fight it like my mother, you know, like, where am I? What am I doing? You know, I don't want to, you know, I'm not supposed to be doing this, which is kind of like, really? Seriously? Okay, so let me take a call. So, I've been wandering off here. So the article is going to get about connecting with your higher self. So the first point is belief and expectation. And I'll get to this in a minute. And the other one is transform your worldview, solitude, meditation, journal, inner dialogue, life lessons, dreams, and mindfulness. These are all ways of connecting to your higher self while you're still in your physical body. We'll talk more about each one of those. Because, as I said in the very opening of the show, and based on Pam Grout's article, is you're not creating a job without your higher self, your soul, God. Okay? That's that connection needs to be there, because that's how it flows to you. Ooh, that's a good point, huh? Okay, let me take a call. Hello? Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello?
Who am I speaking to?
This is Carol.
Carol, what's going on today, Carol?
I just wondered if you had any messages, any ideas. I currently, I started a business last year, 2012, or the entire process started in 2012, and then last year I actually got licensed. I'm a law of attraction practitioner, and
oh, good for you.
I'm a public
speaker. So you're all into this. You're into this stuff.
I am.
So what do you need to know? You can tap into it.
Yeah, well, you one would think. I speak on overcoming adversity, and I've overcome a lot of adversity and loss of my own life. But I am really I'm meeting resistance financially. I'm having some difficulties accessing and identifying my own obstacles.
Okay. Well, let me give you the first thing I hear for you, and I don't know who this is trying to speak to. Maybe it's Abraham. I don't connect with Abraham. I really don't, because we're not supposed to. You know, Abraham's kind of exclusive. You know that whole thing with Esther Hicks.
Right,
and all
right,
that.
Right.
It's an exclusivity kind of. They have a contract. Okay.
Right.
But
exactly.
When you use the word, you use the word adversity, correct? Overcoming adversity.
Yes.
You know, the first energy I get around that sounds negative. Because you're putting the words themselves are putting out that vibration of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like, now you could say you're crazy and you're completely off here. But I would change the words a little bit. Instead of overcoming adversity, what are you trying to get them to do? Or what are you helping them to be?
Well, I actually help people who are experiencing adversity.
Okay, let's drop that word for a minute.
The goal is identifying that they are being bullied in the workplace, as opposed to I mean, it's really difficult to get away from that word. If I could, because if I say to find the job of your dreams or help you succeed at an employment, or that doesn't bring out the right target market.
Yeah, it's overcoming obstacles. It's overcoming obstacles, resistance in the workplace to be truly who you are. Right.
Correct.
Because other people are resisting them to be who they truly are.
Right.
And so it's really about helping them to prosper, grow in the workplace beyond the influence of others, not being affected by the influence. Because I keep getting there's a little bit of negativity in that word adversity, or that way of spinning it. And that energy, because you believe in the principle like attracts like, right?
Correct. I do.
So if you're putting negative thoughts out there, and because if it wasn't affecting you, you wouldn't care, right?
Right, of course.
So I would try to spin it in more of a positive way. That's what I hear for you, is put it in a more positive way. It's overcoming the obstacles at work, overcoming the negative influences at work, right?
Right.
Because, now you may disagree with this, but that's okay. But it feels like what you're doing is you're holding yourself back a little bit.
Okay.
You are.
Okay. No, I believe you.
You are, because what do you want?
I want to become a successful law of attraction practitioner and help others through the same overcome the same obstacles that I faced.
Okay. So how did you learn to do that?
Well, I learned to do that in a much different way. Then once I got on the other side of the obstacles that I went through, I then went to school and obtained my Law of Attraction Practitioner's certification, which, had I have known then what I know now, of course, it may have been a bit easier for me. I think I struggled a bit longer than I needed to.
So you're teaching the principles that you learned.
Correct.
And you're teaching these principles to other people, right?
I am. Mm-hmm.
So you're teaching people how to prosper in the workplace despite the negative influences in the workplace.
I'm teaching them to remove themselves from that negative influence, correct?
Right, and how to overcome it, how to prosper, how to grow in the workplace,
mm-hmm.
despite
exactly.
any negativity there might be in the workplace. And I don't like the word abuse or bullying because that's mm-hmm. kind of a – but, yeah, that's what you're basically saying. You don't need to be doing this. You can overcome this.
Correct.
Okay. So you can do this. Let me try to see what somebody says to you about exactly how to do this.
Okay.
In your own personal life, because it really is, it feels like when you were, okay, here's what I kind of get, is that when you're around these people that you're working
mm-hmm.
with, right,
mm-hmm.
you end up carrying a little bit of their vibration with you.
Okay.
Because they're not there yet. You're there, but they're not there yet, right?
Right.
You have a real good vibration, normally. When you're focusing and in doing well, your vibration is really strong and it's really connected. You're in alignment with Source.
I think so, yes. I stay very positive.
But they're not.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So
right.
I keep getting the words cleansing yourself. When you're done working with people, cleansing yourself. You know, removing their energies from you.
Okay.
Because it feels like you drag people around with you. Now, therapists have this problem a lot too. Therapists have, they receive energy from people, and they receive a lot of that. And what happens is it affects them.
Mhm.
So
okay.
you need to go through a transition every day when you're finished, of reinstituting the energy that. Okay, I hear the words for you: rants of appreciation.
Rants. Of appreciation.
So that you start to appreciate the things that you want and what you have and blah, 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 because then you're putting aside any of that negativity that you might have been dragging around with you for the day. You know, hearing other people's problems will affect you.
It's funny that you mentioned the rants of appreciation. Just a very quick story. When I was going through all of my obstacles and all of my struggles, I used to schedule what I called rants.
Right, but yeah,
they were tantrums. They weren't rants of appreciation. I just thought it was funny that you mentioned the same word. So I apologize. Go ahead.
That's an Abraham principle. You do rants of appreciation. If you kind of your energy's a little down, start doing rants of appreciation. Start appreciating
mm-hmm.
the
okay.
little things in your life, not only what you have but what you want.
Okay.
And here's another. This is an Abraham principle too. I think that's it is. I'm pretty sure it is, but it's very similar. Ask yourself, when you talk to the universe or you say, okay, I want whatever it is, money, right? I want more money. Correct? I want to be prosperous.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Tell them why. What are you going to do with it?
Okay.
What are you going to do with the money? I mean, really, seriously, what are you going to do with the money? You know, my little campaign is I want to accumulate $1 million over the next whatever years. But then I go into what am I going to do with it? Why do I want it? This is what I want to do. There's these charities I really want to get involved in.
Right.
I want to help other people. You know, I want to help the homeless. I want to help young people to get back into the creative arts. That's part of what I want the money for, besides
okay.
the car or whatever else. But it's
sure.
like, okay, why do you want it? And then put that out there. Why do you want it? Why do you want it? Why do you want it?
Okay.
And you can be a little selfish. Because I want a nicer place to live. That's why I want the money, right?
Sure. Well, and Laura, I know. Yeah, I definitely know what I want to do with the money, so I can do that.
Okay, well, but you got to put it out to the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping
okay.
it to yourself doesn't. It just kind of holds that energy in. But you're putting the energy out there. Why do I want it? Then think about it. Why do I want it? Because sometimes we lose track of why we want it.
Okay.
Telling Source, I want this because, you know, it'd make my life easier. I would have more fun. I get to travel more. I'd have more freedom. Right?
Okay. Yeah.
Try
right.
that.
Absolutely.
Try the cleansing.
I will.
The end of when you're done with your clients, you're going, you know, like, oh, I've heard these stories before, right? Do a rant of appreciation and put it out there why you want money. What value does it have it to you? Change
okay.
your energy field. Shift your energy field. Okay?
I will do that tonight.
Okay, very good. You'll see success.
Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye. I don't know if I was going to get into a whole thing about, well, we're talking about connecting with your higher self, and that's what it's all about, connecting with your soul, and that's what basically what we're trying to do here is, yeah, because we get influenced by negative energies, don't we? Ooh, people around us. You ever been around negative people all day? I used to work with a couple of characters that were really negative. They whined and bitched and moaned about everything at work. You know, everything, the boss was this and the boss was that. And you ever, like, spending hours with these people, I don't know, my energy was like, ugh, I can't do this anymore. So I had to walk away from them. When they started to whine and complain and do all their stuff, I would just walk away. I don't want to hear it. Because just that energy, and I wasn't even metaphysical or spiritual or in the law of attraction at the time too much. I was just doing my thing, right? But even in business world, it just got to be too much energy, negative energy. Okay, so what am I doing now? Okay, so you got to cleanse yourself if you're around negative people all day. And it's easy to be around, you know, because you get these people that whine and complain and all about stuff. You got to shift your energy field at the end of the day, don't you? You got to shift it. And the rants of appreciation is one of the good ways of doing it. Go have some fun. Find something that you really enjoy. Positive. Okay, let me get back to the article. Connected with your higher self. And self, I can't talk. Okay, number one point from the article, and I thought this was interesting. The first step is to believe that you have a higher self to establish communication with. An obvious step, right? You know, what, higher self? You mean there's a part of me that's not in the physical body, you know, or not part of the physicality of me? I don't know about that. You know, how many people actually believe that there is this greater part of themselves, right? Then expect every day that this communication will improve as you focus diligently on inner growth. And one of the, you know, it doesn't say it here, but I kept the stuff from spirits talking to me as I'm doing this, my higher self, right? Okay. One of the ways is paying attention to what we call that little voice inside you, that little voice that tells you what to do, that little voice that comes from nowhere and you're going, oh, okay, I got that. That's your higher self. Okay, so let me finish. For inner growth, there's two qualities that are essential. So set a goal to achieve contact with your higher self. Review that goal daily and maintain your purpose with determination until success is yours. Now, I like that a lot, but it's about listening. And the next part of it, there's some of the article I won't get into, but let me get into this number three, is maintain regular time yourself where you can be totally alone. A quiet place is preferable. Just sit quietly with no expectations. Do nothing. This may feel like very uncomfortable and strange in the beginning. Persist. You give time and space for the inner voice to make itself heard. It will do so either during that quiet time or else during the events of the day. A synchronistic event will occur. Someone will tell you exactly what you need to hear. You will get a sudden flash of insight, a little voice. Ah, yeah, I got it. Okay. All of the great geniuses of history have found times of regular solitude and silence for themselves. You should too. Then the next point is, the next one is really cool, is too, is about meditation. You work to discipline your mind and silence the internal chatter that constantly fill it. You create a pure vessel for the higher self to fill. Following your breath in an excellent meditative discipline. And if you're interested, I can show you how to do that, right? I've learned a lot of different ways of meditating. I used to teach a lot of different classes on meditation, and over the years I've read so many different things and I practiced so many different things on meditation. So there's some very simple ways of to get into that place, that meditation. And meditation, a lot of it is just slowing down your brain waves. Get out of the mind chatter. Okay. They give you a couple ideas here, but I kind of prefer the idea of breathing exercises, just breathing. And I breathe with my chakras, which is kind of like, what is he talking about now? But I visualize and I imagine, and physically it comes to about, was that if you start breathing with the different chakras, taking a breath-based chakra and your second chakra and your third, and your heart chakra, taking the breath in and visualizing that breath, that energy coming into your heart chakra, and you just hold it there, and you count. I count to 10 as I'm taking it in, and then when I exhale, I count to 10 from the heart chakra. And you can feel the difference. If you start doing that all the way up your body, all the chakras, and you get to the crown chakra, and there's some other exercises that are related to that, which aren't necessarily chakras, but they work just as well. And you're slowing down your brainwaves. You're slowing down and you get into a deeper and deeper state, because most of us, most of the time, are in a beta state, which is a high activity brainwave. And that's how we function in the world. And that's how we, you know, do things with our beta state. And then if you start dipping into the alpha state, you're a little quieter. Your mind slows down. Your body slows down. And you start to meditate into that state. And if you want to be totally connected, totally connected to your higher self and energy outside of yourself, you move into that theta state. And you really slower brainwaves. And you start to connect with greater energies beyond yourself. And then, well, there's the delta, which is sleep, but you don't necessarily want to go there in this meditative state. It's good to put yourself asleep. You could do this to put yourself asleep by slowing your brainwaves down. But getting off the topic a little bit, but I wanted to talk about this because I think it's important. When you want to connect with your higher self, you need to be in a vibrational place of your higher self. And your brainwaves need to be in that kind of calm, peaceful place. Because then your vibration is connecting. And there's some visualizations that you can do at this point if you're interested in learning more about it. I don't have a lot of time now to get into visualizations if you're interested. I'll be back on Friday and we'll be here tomorrow. I've got some things I have to take care of. But if you're interested, we can talk about visualizations that you can do that help you connect with your higher self, the soul, the God, the source, universe. When I was studying shaman practice, we would go on journeys. You don't have to go on this. You don't have to take, you know, months and years of shaman practice to learn how to do some of this. But it's like taking a journey to your higher self, connecting with that higher self. And you can do a visualization which will help you to do that. And there's a few of them that I've practiced over the years. I've been doing this a while, obviously. Okay? So we're having fun. I guess not any more callers. It's getting close to the end of the show. I thank everybody who's been listening. Let me see if there's one more step about connecting. And the other one is journal. Record your feelings, emotions, dreams, and insights every day in a journal. This will help you come into a closer contact with your inner intuitive depths. You can ask the higher self questions, then later on record whatever insights and answers you receive. If you do this regularly with belief and expectations, you will receive the answers you need. Now, there's a technique in hypnotherapy which is very similar to this, and I had the time to explain it, but basically it's doing that, asking a question, and then writing down the first thing that comes. But you continue down the page, writing down the first thing that comes in your mind. First thing that comes in when you ask that question, continue to ask that question about 30 times down the page. When will I get some money? Or whatever the question is, right? Eventually, you'll get to the depth of your soul, a soul subconscious level answer. And you go, oh, that makes sense. Because it starts to repeat itself after a few times. I know I'm rushing through this. And if you have any questions, contact me on how to do this. But it works. It works. You get really cool answers by journaling and writing these things out. With expectations in mind, with expectations of connecting to your higher self. So I'm almost out of time. It's been fun. Thank you for the calls. Thank you for listening. I really appreciate it. And if I can help you further, you can contact me. My website, which I use as more blogging than anything at this point in time, you can contact me that, or you can contact me through Facebook. And I think my Facebook page is listed there, so if you want to contact me through Facebook, because I'm posting all kinds of fun things on Facebook. Yes, interesting articles. So it's been fun. Have a beautiful evening. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, I love you guys. I really do. Really care about your future, your growth. Bye.